This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right from Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden from 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, potentially we've got a real good basketball game for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, we are at Marion Local. The Flyers meet the Bodkins Trojans. Could be a heck of a boys' varsity tilt here tonight. JV game is a tight struggle, a good contest, 26-25. Marion Local leads Bodkins by one. Last 20 seconds of the third quarter, Trojans led throughout the second period. Marion Local has gone ahead of Bodkins by a single point, waning 6 seconds of the third period of play as Marion Local puts up a long three ball to end the third. And that's it, 26-25, Marion Local over Bodkins after three quarters in our junior varsity tilt. Marion Local undefeated, 8-0 on the year, Bodkins 10-1. That's our boys' matchup tonight. Could be an excellent game. It's the sixth game in this series. Bodkins has won three of the previous five. The road team has won two of the previous five. Colin Dosick red hot for Bodkins here lately at 35 points, 5 threes, 12 rebounds in a victory by Bodkins over Minster. Colin now averaging over 17 points a game, and right at 20 points a game is postman Austin Niekamp, stands 6'8", 6'9", for Marion Local. Chuck, could be a duel between those two. My guess is, how will the supporting cast fare? Dosick will need some help because Marion Local certainly will spy on him, maybe shading a couple of young men his direction, and it may take a couple to guard Austin Niekamp from Bodkins defensively. Niekamp for the Flyers is a big load. He dominated Anna inside and out in Marion Local's win over the Rockets in the game we covered.
He's a good basketball player, and the problem is if you put Plyman on him, he can guard him inside, but I don't know if he can go outside and stay with him.
Yep.
And at 6'8", he can shoot over top of anybody.
Yeah, he is, in fact, shooting better than 40% from behind the arc this year for Marion Local, which also has another very good long-range shooter in the person of Kramer. Grant Kramer, no relation to Jack, although I did shoot threes pretty well. In my living room.
Did they have threes back when you played?
Yeah, 5 feet away was a three. The four-footer was a two.
Yeah.
But to Grant Kramer's 33% behind the arc, Austin Niekamp is at 41. And Niekamp a 50% shooter on twos. Marion Local not shooting free throws very well as a team. Niekamp, though, is at 78% on the year. You don't want to foul him. What gave Anna trouble against Marion Local, and it will give Bodkins fits again tonight, Chuck, is that the Flyers have got some bulk, thickness, size, good jumping ability. They're hard-nosed defensive players. Five young men on this Marion Local roster played football, and they guard so well, and they alter shots, and they block shots. And Anna had a difficult time with that, getting the ball around the rim to go in. Anna got down below the foul line, just could not convert.
No, they have good team size besides Niekamp, and yeah, they alter shots inside. They make you think about it when you're shooting the ball. Anna did a pretty good job of getting into his body and picking up a couple of fouls on him, but he does a good job of playing defense without fouling.
Noah Topp, hot this past weekend, 20 points for Botkins against Fort Recovery. He's got to score a double digits, I think, here this evening. He's a very good three-point shooter for the Trojans. Colton Kleiman, four games recently with 7 points or better, 7 rebounds or better. He's got a body up, as Chuck noted, on Niekamp of Marion Local, and slow him down a little bit. You can't allow Niekamp to go for 23 or 24 and hope to win this game tonight.
No, and he's got the ability to do that, but that's Botkins game comes into this game. They probably only had one day to get ready for it, being a Tuesday night non-league game, but now they'll be prepared. They do a good job defensively.
Plyman recently 10 points, 11 rebounds. In a win over Anna, he had a big double-double in that contest. 9 points, 5 boards against Minster, did Colton. How about Eli Pitts, the sophomore? Oh, he's a fine player. 22 this year against Riverside. He's averaging 11 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. He was right at 11 in the Botkins victory over Anna. Tucker Huelskamp had 10 points in the recent triumph over Houston. Steinke off the bench. James Steinke is at 12 and 14 so far this year in triumphs over Fort Loramie and Fairlawn. And how about Corey Koenig, a senior? He's a sharpshooter. We saw him swish 2 25-footers for Botkins against Anna in the game we covered in Scores Broadcast. To summarize, Botkins has got some depth. It's a nice bench.
It is, and I'll tell you one thing that you're going to see out of Botkins. I don't care how they shoot it. They're going to play great defense, and they are going to get after every loose ball, and they all do it. I started to make a comment when you were talking about Pitts, saying what a hard-nosed kid he is. But quite honestly, I can say that about all of them.
Yep, sure can. Head coach Phil Groves has a team which is 10-1 halfway through the season, 11 games. I don't think anybody thought that Botkins would be sitting on a mark of 10-1. The one loss to Rushi. At the Raiders' new gym, a game in which Botkins played Rushi very tight for 3 periods. Year number 4 for head coach Phil Groves at Botkins. Year 14 for Kurt Guttemiller at Marion Local. And he has developed the formula, Chuck, for starting basketball late after a 16-game football schedule. He gets a hold of these football athletes, puts them on the hardwood about the middle part of December, and lo and behold, by the end of the first week of January, he's already 8-0 on the hardwood.
Well, I mean, as the basketball coach at Marion Local, you know when you're going to start.
Right.
And you're not going to start it. Your first game ain't going to be the end of November. So, you know, he knows that, and he gets them prepared accordingly. He takes the kids that don't play football. They come out. They practice. They run stuff. They have a scrimmage or two, and that gets them some experience, and then you get the first team football players coming out, and you get 8-0.
Yeah, Coach Guttemiller is a 1992 Marion Local graduate. He's held numerous coaching positions, including one as a longtime JV coach at Minster from 2001 to 2011 under Mike Lee, who was at Minster for quite a few years and did a great job there. So Coach Guttemiller at Marion Local learned under a successful head coach at Minster. Should be an outstanding game here tonight. Last season, when these two teams met, it was a very good ball game, won by Botkins 49-46 over Marion Local at Botkins. 2 years ago here, Marion Local was victorious 45-39. In 21-22, the Flyers won 47-46 in a game at Botkins. In 2021, Botkins was victorious 42-30 at home. In a 19-20, Botkins won by 10, 45-35. In the last few years, the Botkins Marion Local game has been decided by 3, by 6, and by 1, and it could very well be a right-down-to-the-wire finish here tonight. Stay tuned. Glad you could join us. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Jack, with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Botkins Marion Local tonight from the Hangar on the campus of the Marion Local Flyers in Maria Stein. This is Scores, broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
About 90 seconds to go in our JV tilt here at Marion Local, 38-34. Flyers over the Trojans. Marion Local's got the ball down at the far end of the floor. We will keep you abreast of how this game concludes. Timeout has just been called. Well, how has the Bodkins Varsity done it? 10-1 on the year. Just having completed a double weekend triumph over Houston, 58-27 in Fort Recovery. 62-49. We covered Bodkin's Scalding of Minster 65-39 on December 27th. Bodkin's has a close home win over Jackson Center, 42-39. A tight road triumph over Anna, 49-44. The loss to Rushi on the road, 57-38, a game in which Bodkin's played Rushi very close for three quarters. Bodkin's won at Fort Loramie, 62-59 in double OT, back on December 6th, and tipped off the season in its own tip-off tournament by downing Calvary Christian and Riverside very easily. Head coach Phil Groves' club is 10-1. Only two close calls for Marion Local this year. This past Friday night at Versailles, the Flyers won 56-51 to go to 4-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Another MAC victory back on December 27th, posted by Marion Local, was an eight-pointer on the road at St. Henry, 58-50. The other six wins have been comfortable. Anna played Marion Local very well for two periods before Marion Local pulled away and dusted off the Rockets in the third and fourth quarters. Could be a very good high school basketball game here tonight. Glad you are along. It's Bodkin's on the road at Marion Local, the Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borcher's Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Bodkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Bodkin's. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Marion Local. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 4.3 seconds left in our JV matchup. Marion Local 40, Botkins 38. Trojans just had three free throws, Chuck, with a chance to tie the game up and only made one of three.
Yeah, well, that's a tough spot for a kid to be in.
Yep.
And he stood up there. Made the last one look really good, and the first two were right on the rim. This just didn't fall for him.
I'd like to remind you that the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components for sure. I'm certain that Coach Groves and Coach Guttemiller would agree on the fact that both clubs have got to defend and rebound. This has been a fairly low-scoring series. The winner usually scores in the mid-40s. So defend, rebound, limit second-chance points as a result of good rebounding, and also cut down on the turnovers and don't allow those giveaway runout baskets at the other end. Key building components for these two teams here tonight. These components open the doors to success for Botkins and Marion Local. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schultig will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schultig Company in Rushi. Francis Schultig in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A lot of gratitude tonight to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call to Wisebridge on Russell Road in Sydney. Phone 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Chuck, this place is called The Hangar on the campus of Marion Local High School, the home of the Flyers. Get it? Airport, Flyers, airlines, the hangar.
I think it's pretty obvious.
But at the same time, it's adorned by some 35 banners, which are hanging here in the hangar. 35 banners representing state championships, state runners-up, finishes in OHSAA tournaments in various sports. Some 15 football state titles since the late 1990s, year 2000, since head coach Tim Goodwin has been here, having won another one this past December, in fact, the fourth in a row. But the place is adorned with blue and gold banners, both ends of the gymnasium here at the hangar.
Yeah, well, they've won quite a bit here. The only negative thing in this whole situation is they have the worst fight song in the state of Ohio. But other than that, this is a really class act here.
Does the fight song stand for blue and gold?
I have no idea. I don't know what they sing.
JV game over, and Marion Local nip Botkins. It was a very tight struggle. Fine JV tilt here tonight. Before our varsity game on scoresbroadcast.com, as the Marion Local Flyers leave the locker room and head to the floor. Botkins is out of the hardwood, down to our left, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Botkins and Marion Local here tonight from the Flyers gym. Starting lineups around the corner, opening tip in about 12 minutes or so on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details
Hotels and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Palazzo in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hello, welcome back to Marion Local. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It's a who's who here tonight, Chuck. We are seeing coaches from everywhere filing into the gymnasium at Marion Local to watch this Tuesday night game between the Botkins Trojans and the Marion Local Flyers. Not a lot of other competition going on in the region. This conceivably is one of the top games in the state among small schools. Marion Local powerhouse in Division 6. Botkins rolling right along, mighty strong in Division 7. Only one loss between the two programs this year in 19 games. Botkins 10-1 and Marion Local 8-0. We've seen the Jackson Center coaching staff. They just walked in. Saw Coach Carlisle from the Lehman coaching staff, the head man at Lehman. Don't think he has Botkins on the schedule, but he beat Botkins in the tournament last year.
He did.
And both Botkins and Lehman are D7. Maybe he's counting on playing Botkins again. Who knows?
Well, if you're going to go scout, you might as well go scout a good game. So, you know, they picked out the best game in the state of Ohio to come watch tonight, at least on paper.
Yes, yes, exactly. Should be a fine contest, no question about it. Botkins needs to get off to a good start, make some threes. It'll be tough sledding down inside, going up against 6'9 Austin Niekamp. I'd like to remind you that upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com, on Friday night, Jackson Center hosts Anna. That boys' varsity tilt will tip at 6 o'clock or a little before. We'll have the pregame for you at 5:20 on Friday night from Jackson Center. Anna boys play the Tigers and at Jackson Center on Friday. Tip off 6 o'clock or a little bit before that. We're on the air at 5:20. And next Saturday afternoon, it's Ottawa Glandorf at Fort Loramie. Should be a great girls' game. Marushi threw a scare at Fort Loramie this past Saturday. We thought it would be a tough opponent for Fort Loramie. It was. That game was tied after 24 minutes. And in the end, Fort Loramie prevailed with a 13-3 decisive fourth quarter. But it's Ottawa Glandorf OG at Fort Loramie on Saturday afternoon. We're on the air about 12:40. Tip-off 1:20. And the Erford girl is back for Ottawa Glandorf, and she's a miss do-it-everything, just about like Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie. That's going to be a great head-to-head confrontation on Saturday afternoon.
Nice matchup there. I like the game within the game. And, I mean, OG and Loramie, that's one of the class games of every year.
Yeah, we covered it last year up at OG, made the long drive, and it was worth it. Fort Loramie won at 55-52. OG might have outplayed Fort Loramie through the first quarter and a half. Redskins turned it on. Head coach Carlos Siegel's team won it with a very good third quarter and start to the fourth. Defeated Ottawa Glandorf by 3-1 year ago. That should be an excellent game this coming Saturday afternoon. A superb contest awaits you here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Botkins at Marion Local. We've got starting lineups up next when we return on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here are your tentative starting lineups for tonight's game for the Botkins Trojans. Colin Dosick, 17 points per outing, 6-foot senior guard. Eli Pitts, 6-foot sophomore guard, right at 10 per contest. Noah Top, 7 per outing this year. He is a 6'2 senior and a forward. Tucker Holzkamp, 6-foot junior, 5.5 a game. And Colton Plyman, at 7 per contest, he is a 6'4 senior. For Marion Local, tentative opening 5, Grant Kramer to guard, 13 points a game. Last name spelled K-R-E-M-E-R. On the roster as well as Damon Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, a 6'1 senior. I'm Jack Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Of course, none of we three Kramers are related. Grant Kramer, 5'11 junior, 34% three-point shooter, 13 points a game. He starts, as I noted, Ryan Holman, 6.5 per outing, 6'2" senior. He's in the opening 5 for Marion Local. Austin Niekamp, 19 a game, 6'8.5 senior in the post. He will move on out to the arc and shoot the threes. A better than 41% shooter from trifecta land. Shoots twos at a better than 50% clip. 78% foul shooter. Cale Arnes, 6'3", sophomore to forward, 5 a game. Braden Mesher runs the point. 6'2", junior, 11 per game. Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, year number 4. And Kurt Guttemiller, 14th year head man at Marion Local. Those are your starting fives. Chuck, for your money, what is the one crucial element that may go a long way to deciding this game tonight? What's going to be the most decisive key for you?
Well, they're going to have to make sure that Austin Niekamp does not get off to 25-30 points. They got to make sure that Marion is, because they're an offensive rebounding machine, and you got to make sure you put a body on them and don't give them 2 and 3 shots on each possession. I think that's the key. And then having Dosik, there's a lot of size out there. Having him be able to find a spot to get his shot off, because that kid can score against anybody.
Yep. And we saw him pump in 35 against Minster with an array of guards out front to check Dosik.
Yeah, athletes.
They couldn't stop him. Collin went off for 35, including 5 threes in a recent game we covered here on Scores Broadcast when Botkins trounced Minster. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. A&M Palette on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, 4 decades later, A&M serves 200 additional businesses. A&M Palette is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette has entry-level spots available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Palette, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We've got the opening tip in a few minutes. Botkins on the road tonight at Marion Local. The Trojans, 10-1. The Flyers are 8-0. It is a battle of two excellent programs here in the 2024-25 season. And we've got more for you in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, you can hear in the background the public address as the Marion Local Flyers opening five is being introduced for Botkins here tonight. James Steinke gets a starting assignment. He is a 6'3" junior. Steinke starts along with Colton Kleiman, Noah Topp, Colin Dosick, and Eli Pitts. For Marion Local, the beginning five is as follows: Grant Kramer, Ryan Holman, Austin Niekamp, Cale Arns, and Braden Mesher. That is the quintet that we highlighted for you several minutes ago. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, has truly gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So now we offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. We are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Opening tip to start the game, won by Marion Local. And Botkins commits an early foul here at the start. Noah Topp picks it up as Marion Local tried to use a screen out front. Topp on the hedge picked up the personal.
He was trying to get physical with Niekamp, and I don't think that's going to be effective.
Flyers have the ball 25 feet away. We are situated in the stands, third row of the bleachers, on one end line, looking straight across at the Botkins bench. Marion Local bench down to her left. And here is a kicking violation on Plyman of Botkins. 27 seconds played, not a shot taken. No score, Marion Local and Botkins inbounding baseline to the right of the basket. It is pitched in on the play by Braden Mesher of Marion Local, thrown to the foul line where Grant Kramer hits a fadeaway jump shot, and we're off and running. Marion Local 2, Botkins nothing. Here is Pitts, stop of the circle for Botkins. Gives it up deep left corner to Topp. Back to Pitts. Pitts dribble drive. He's at the elbow. Doesn't shoot. Flips it out back to Kleiman. Now to Colin Dosick. Who's guarding Colin Dosick, Chuck?
That is Cale Arns, a 6'3" sophomore.
That's a size advantage for Marion Local as Botkins throws it inside. Here's an awkward shot pitched up off the backboard, no good. Marion Local attacks right away. Niekamp uncorks the triple, no, high off the flange. Long board to Arns of Marion Local, and he buries a three-pointer. And the Flyers lead it 5-0 in the first 90 seconds. 5-0 Marion Local. Here's a bad pass up the floor. Dosick, errant throw, stolen. Marion Local quickly running the other way. Driving layup good by Ryan Holman. And Botkins gets a quick T.O. 7-0 Flyers 6:27 to go, opening quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We have no reason for Botkins to be in awe of Marion Local. Yes, the Flyers are 8-0. Botkins is 10-1. This is game six in a series. Botkins has won three of the previous five, and the Trojans commit another turnover, a miscue, a bad pass, and they are haunting Botkins so far. Mistakes aplenty, and Marion Local's capitalized to lead 7-0. 6:13 left to go in the opening quarter. Botkins has had, what, the one errant driving shot, and that's about it?
That is it.
And not maximizing possessions very well whatsoever. And Marion Local has started to the lead 7-0. With the ball 30 feet away, Braden Mesher outside the arc to Arnes. On top to Niekamp. Niekamp bullies his way down the right side of the lane. Loops it up from 8 feet. It's off the iron. Rebound to Colton Plyman of Botkins. Ahead to Dosik. Dosik runs into Niekamp. Nice. Oh, makes a nice pass to Pitts for a reverse layup. Dosik to Pitts for two.
Good job of using the rim that time because Arnes was there. And he made it so he did not have a shot at blocking that shot.
Yep. Pitts went to the other side of the basket. And managed to put that rim in between him and the defender. Nice play by Pitts. Here is Mary Local lobbing down inside to Niekamp. Niekamp with a little stutter step. Might have gotten away with a walk. Went up with a shot. And all over him were a couple Botkins players. Foul is assessed on Colton Plyman. Two free throws for Niekamp, and he is a pure-looking free throw shooter. Excellent for a big man.
Yep.
And he nails the first. He is well over 70% at the stripe on the season. And he swishes two right here to give Marion Local an early 9-2 advantage over Botkins. 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Dosik to midcourt. He's picked up on the play by Ryan Holman. Dosik, spin move, foul line, can't shoot. On the arc to Plyman. Now back to Dosik, fakes right, goes left, into the paint. Has a pass deflected. Plyman does pick it off on the baseline. Hop step and a jump through the lane. Twisting shot, yes. Off the backboard, Colton Plyman has it for two.
Nice strong move by Colton Plyman.
9-4 Marion Local, 4:44 to go here in the first quarter of action. Arnes between the rings. Hands off on the play to Grant Kramer. Grant to Niekamp in the left corner. Niekamp through the lane area, twists and turns and banks it in from 12 feet.
Tough shot.
Don't know if he meant to bank it, but he did.
Well, I think maybe he did.
11-4 in favor of Marion Local. Pressure into the half court by the Flyers. Pitts has the ball on the arc. Throws deep left corner to the three-point shooter. Bombs away. Steinke, he connects. Steinke cans a triple for the Trojans. 11-7 in favor of the Flyers. Here comes Marion Local down the floor in the right corner. It's Arnes. He thought he had a crease to drive. Didn't. Hit the cutter along the baseline. Through the paint, Grant Kramer blocked away. Loose ball picked up by Marion Local. It's fed on the arc. On the play to Braden Mesher. Mesher gives it up near side to Cale Arnes, who chucks up a three. It hits the rim, skies to the top of the backboard. It's a post the black support above the glass, and it's ruled out of bounds. Good call.
Yeah, well, and tell you what, Botkins, I mean, they look up at that scoreboard, not a very good start, and they're only down 4 points.
Right. Trojans survived that negative 7-0 beginning. 11-7 Flyers, Botkins ball, 3:30 left to go opening period. Botkins very well composed with Dosik running the show. Trojans have settled down after a shaky first 2 minutes with some mistakes. Ball thrown in the post to Tucker. Holzkamp is in. Hand off to Pitts to Steinke, baseline left. Steinke gives it up on the arc to no one as that bounce pass goes out of bounds. 3:09 to go, first period, 11-7 Flyers over the Trojans. Marion Loke will bring it down. We are at the hangar on the campus of Marion Loke High School, the home of the Flyers. Marion Loke with the ball straight away. It's Dylan Dirksen, 6'1 junior, in off the bench for Coach Kirk Gunnemiller. Outside the arc on the left, it's fed to Grant Kramer. Ball thrown into the post. And twisting and turning on the play is Ryan Holman. He hits a cutter who blasts down the lane. And the shot is put up on the run by Braden Mesher. It's no good, but he's hammered. Pitts fouls Mesher. Two shots for Braden. Mesher, one of five football players for Marion Local on this basketball roster. And believe it or not, it's an air ball free throw for Braden Mesher.
Hit the net, though.
Free throw shooting for Marion Local, not good, under 60% on the year, although Niekamp is by far the best at over 70. Mesher, a football player. Oliver Hulsman, a football player. Cale Arnes played football. Isaac Moeller is on the basketball team. He played on the gridiron, as did Ryan Holman, a starter here for Marion Local. Mesher calmly drops in free throw number two. 12-7 Flyers over the Trojans, 2:38 to go, first quarter. Midcourt, Dosik for Botkins. Stops his dribble, goes to Tucker Holzkamp, head of the key. On a weave on the arc to teammate Noah Topp, who's pumped. Common foul, and it's the first on the Flyers. Botkins has committed three. You get to five in a period, and the other team shoots two at the charity stripe. Inbounding the basketball into the half court is Botkins Topp. He lobs into the backcourt to Dosik, who runs it down. Gives it to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one by Steinke. Good! He drained it from 26 feet. The southpaw poured it in. He's got two of them. Wow. 12-10, Flyers lead after starting out 7-0. Botkins has roared back, boosted by Steinke's long-range bombs. Here is Marion Local dribbling into traffic in the lane. Botkins steals, taken away by Steinke. A little Euro step into the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound Marion Local, foul Botkins over the back as the Trojans missed a pretty easy one there to get the game tied. 1:51 to go, quarter number two. I would say Botkins, Chuck, has weathered that early storm.
They have. Good timeout by Coach Groves, down 7-0, called the timeout. Didn't want to let it get out of hand. And they're within two now.
Since then, Botkins on a 12-2 run. Marion Local in midcourt. It's Mesher. Where's number 32? Being checked out of the arc by Botkins. Will Monin, the freshman, is in. Head of the key, Ryan Holman for Marion Local, starts to drive on Dosik. Holman through traffic right down the lane. Good defense by Botkins at the rim. Shot no good. Dosik wraps up the floor, steers it over the timeline, and he's shouldered by a Flyer player. Common foul. And Botkins will throw in the half court in the person of Noah Topp. 1:25 to go, first quarter, 12-10. Flyers lead the Trojans. As advertised, good game. Top of the circle, Topp goes below the foul line, leans in, left it short, no foul call. Topp tried to bait the official, didn't get the break. Good no call there. Ball slapped out of bounds by Marion Local.
If there would have been a foul, it would have been offensive because he dipped a shoulder into him and actually got himself a little bit of room.
Yep, I think you're right. Ball lobbed into Plyman out back. Plyman out of the foul line. back to the basket. Throws the top on the left wing. Niekamp comes out to check him. That goes to Plyman. Plyman working back to the rim. Tries to square up. Blocked by Niekamp. Plyman got it back. Reverse layup. Good. Well done. Yes. Colton Plyman stayed right with it. We're tied at a dozen each. 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fine work on the interior by Colton Plyman. He would not be denied. Long range with the ball. It is Marion Local's Oliver Holzman in off the bench, 6'3 junior. Hand off to Grant Kramer, deep right corner, Cale Arnes. 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Let's see if Marion Local stretches it out and plays for one. Here's Niekamp, high left. Niekamp's got the ball, 21 seconds to go in the first. Now Arnes, midcourt, Holman. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Holman drives, baseline left, cut off. 5 to go. Long three ball, Marion Local. Pumped up there from distance by Grant Kramer. It bangs off the back rim and shoots way up in the air over the backboard.
Those are some tight rims. Boy, that's about the third or fourth shot that's hit the rim and gone over the backboard. You don't see that usually maybe once or twice in a game.
Here is Botkins dosing up the floor to midcourt, and he meets resistance from a Marion Local defender. No foul called. Wise decision by the referee. And the first quarter closes. It's a 12-12 deadlock after the Flyers jumped out 7-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Oh, we've got a good one here for you tonight. 12-12 tie. 10-1 Botkins, 8-0 Marion Local. Seconds away from starting quarter number two here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Trojans possession as we pick up action here in period number two. Steike on the floor for Botkins. He hurled in a couple of threes in that first quarter. James Steike, 6'3 junior. Here's Dosick, way out near midcourt, throwing to the foul line to Plyman. It goes up and over his head, and it rolls over the end line beneath the backboard out of bounds.
Well, the Flyers came out in a half-court trap, and they Botkins recognized it, but not a very good pass done to Plyman, that's for sure.
At least four turnovers so far for Botkins
exactly. Already.
Yep. Here's Marion Local with the ball on the arc. It's thrown on the play to Ryan Holman. Swings it to Arnes. Now to Grant Kramer. Bodies fly to the floor in the paint area. No call. 25 feet out, it's Grant Kramer. Throws into Niekamp. Niekamp bullies his way toward the rim. He missed it. Got the rebound. But yep, he took steps.
The referees need to get a little control of this, because I'll tell you what, Steinke was kicking two hands and shoving him. I'm not sure how they don't see that.
Yep, Niekamp might have been fouled. He clearly got the rebound of his own missed shot and took steps. On that sequence, it was a tug of war down below the basket. Marion Local didn't score. Botkins a chance to take the lead on a weave out back at Steinke. Deep right wing to Dosick. Dosick carves out space down the lane, looking to go to work. Driving layup, got it, and a foul.
Nice drive, and good job at switch right hand, left hand, laid it in.
Sprinting to the rim, Colin Dosick for Botkins. Stand out play right there as he split two Flyers defenders and converts the free throw to give Botkins a 15-12 lead. 6:56 to go here in the second quarter. Scoreboard says 14, but that was a three-point play, right, Chuck? Yes, there we go.
It's 15.
15's on the board. Long lob down inside to Niekamp. Niekamp goes to work and Steinke lays it up. It's on the rim and it comes off. And Botkins gets the rebound. A lot of contact on the inside. Steinke and Plyman put the squeeze on Niekamp there. His touch around the rim is a little above average. It's not excellent, but he is so big, he can take shots over anybody on the floor, inside and out. Overguarding called on Marion Local here as Botkins worked the ball up over the center line. A 7-0 start by Marion Local. Since then, Botkins has outscored Marion Local 15-5 to lead 15-12 with 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. Colton Plyman will inbound far side of the court for the Trojans. Botkins in the road, black, white numbers, gold trim. Marion Local white from top to bottom, gold numerals outlined in blue. Here's Dosik deep in the right corner for Botkins. Long cross-court pass to Monin. Monin collected it, flipped it back to Dosik. Here's a long 28-footer wide left. Rebound Marion Local. Flyers in backcourt, stymied momentarily, and Niekamp couldn't receive the pass cleanly, muffed it out of bounds.
Wow, sloppy.
Botkins possession, far side of the floor in backcourt. Steinke will throw it in. Tucker Holzkamp checks out for Botkins. Ball pitched into backcourt to Dosik. On him at the moment is Arnes. Arnes on Dosik. Here's Plyman, top of the circle. Fakes the weave to Monin. Plyman keeps. He's at the elbow on the right. Goes to Dosik near midcourt. Dosik gets a screen. Now Dosik is doubled. Plyman's got to be open. Good toss down inside. Dosik to Plyman. Bank shot is in.
Nice pass. Nice job by Plyman. Set the screen and rolled down, and nobody went with him.
Alert play. Dosik found Colton Plyman for a second fielder. 17-12 Botkins. Here's Marion Local. Baseline drive. Here's a screen set for Grant Kramer out of the right corner. Swish! It's a trifecta. Three-pointer. Grant Kramer for the Marion Local Flyers. He was almost out of bounds right in front of us, and he netted a long one. Botkins' five-point lead trimmed to two. Deep in the left corner, it's Steinke. Steinke on top to Plyman, to Monin on the weave. Here's Monin down the lane against Niekamp. Shot fake, nowhere to go. Little hook shot by Monin off to the left. Rebound Niekamp of Marion Local. You get in too deep against Niekamp, and you're stopped cold.
Well, actually, he made a nice move, and I think he shocked himself he was that wide open.
Off balance, 10-footer by Braden Mesher, no good. Fine defense by Botkins. Trojan snared the board. Dosik on the giddy-up. Out back to Plyman, long three straight away. Hit the backboard, rim came off. Rebound to the Flyers, who are down two. 17-15. Botkins had gone ahead by five at the five-minute mark here in the second quarter. Here's the ball thrown down to Niekamp. Baseline left, little fadeaway eight-footer. He nails it. Niekamp got it deep. He showed some feather-like touch on that one, and we're tied right back up at 17 after Botkins was up five, 90 seconds ago, and Dosik's in trouble at midcourt, and he gets a timeout. 17-17 deadlock, 3:57 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Rushi, the home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. O'Reilly is also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Botkins, after the timeout, shoots up an air ball from the left corner as Corey Koenig misfires, and Marion Local's got it with a chance to take the lead. Here's Grant Kramer in the left corner. Throws behind him to a teammate.
Whoa.
Bombs away, and it's a triple. Kramer gave it up, got it back, and poured it through. He is adept from behind the arc. 8 straight points by the Flyers. Sloppy play. Botkins top of the circle. Loose ball. Stolen by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers on the run. Trying to expand on the 3-point lead. In the lane to Mesher. Out back to Niekamp. Long, high, arching triple. Hits the back flange. Goes to the top of the backboard. And bounces 1, 2, 3 times on the top of the glass. Hits the support and goes out of bounds. I think there's a spring in the rim at both ends.
I think it's just incredibly tight.
Yep. 20-7, Marion Local by 3. Botkins has seen the Flyers reel off 8 in a row. 2:51 to go in the second quarter. Baseline right, Dosik leans into a defender. He's double teamed in a grabbing foul against the Flyers. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to Botkins.
Had Dosik in a position where he had nowhere to go with the ball. And then they bailed him out by fouling him, and that was the 3rd foul on Ryan Homan.
3 on Homan. Yeah, Dosik was pinned, and Marion Local bailed him out. There's a deflection out of bounds off a Flyers player as Mesher punched the ball out of bounds, then climbed 3 or 4 rows up in the stands. 2:45 left in the second quarter. Marion Local 20, Botkins 17. Ball thrown into Dosik. Dosik gives it up on the arc to Steinke. Steinke through the lane, twisting, turning. It is shot off to the left, hung on the rim, jerked off the glass by Niekamp. Down the floor to Braden Mesher, Marion Local. Mesher against top. Below the basket, here comes the double team. Kleiman and top put the clamps on Mesher. Ball fed to a young man coming down the lane. Nice dish to Dylan Dirksen as he pumped it in from 10 feet straight away. Alert play. Fine awareness by Mesher, who found Dirksen slashing to the rim. 22-17, Marion Local. Here's top at the foul line for Botkins. Left open. Swish! 15-footer by Noah Top.
Good. They needed that one. That was a tough shot, too.
That stops about a 2-minute, 40-second drive spell for the Trojans. 22-19, Marion Local. Here's a long 3 by Brave Mesher. No good off the back brace. Long rebound. Flies out to Arns. Flyers still have it. Ball thrown between the circles to Dylan Dirksen, who's coming off a made field goal. 90 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Baseline thrown to Grant Kramer on the arc to Niekamp. He bombs away and hits it. Austin Niekamp showing off that fine 3-point shooting of his. 41% on the year from behind the arc for the 6'8 big man. 25-19 Marion Local after Botkins led 17-12 3 minutes ago. High post, it's Kleiman. Kleiman hangs on, looks for help. On a weave out back to Dosik. 2 players shade Dosik. Someone's got to be free. It goes to top outside the arc on the right. Near side, Steinke. Left corner, fed on the play to Koenig. Here's a 3-point shot by Noah Top behind the screen. Yes, sir. Noah Top on top of his game.
The backboard got in the way of that one.
Woo!
He'll take it.
Long bomb by Noah Top. 25-22. Flyers up 3. Half minute to go, second quarter. Marion Local dribbling down the right side. It's Mesher. Mesher to Cale Arns between the circles. Keep an eye on Grant Kramer. He is a 3-point shooter extraordinaire for the Flyers. 5'11 junior, Marion Local to play for 1. Down to 10 seconds to go in the first half. Botkins down 3. Here's Mesher lobbing into the post. Out back to DeCamp. DeCamp with a shot fake. Drives down the right side of the lane. Tried to draw the foul. Couldn't. Missed it. Colton Kleiman. Bear hugs the rebound. And the halftime is here. We play two quarters at Marion Local. Flyers 25, Trojans 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome back here to Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Halftime segment of our broadcast brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck, 3-point lead for the Flyers.
Well, yeah, it was a close first half. I mean, cool. We were looking for 10-7 rebounding advantage for the Flyers. 3-1 on the offensive boards. Botkins turned the ball five times in the first half. Marion Local only turned it three. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Flyers. Trojans went there once and made it. They were led in scoring by Colton Kleiman with 6. James Steinke with 6. Noah Topp with 5. Dosik with 3. Pitts with 2. They scored 12 and 10. 22 at the half. On the other end, Marion led by Austin Niekamp with 9. Grant Kramer had 8. And then they scored 3 for Cale Arns, 2 each from Dirksen and Homan. A free throw by Mesher. They scored 12 and 13. Lead at 25-22 at the half.
Hey, we've seen 2 or 3 spurts in this game so far, Chuck. 7-0 start by Marion Local. Where Bodkins rebounded, warmed up at both the offensive and defensive ends. In fact, the Trojans down 7-0, went up 17-12. And from a 5-point lead, Botkins winds up being down by 3 here at the halftime break.
Yeah, they did a nice job of fighting back. It's going to be a game of runs. You got 2 really good basketball teams, both teams capable of scoring.
Yep.
So each team's going to have some runs. You got to try to limit what the other team does to you.
Marion Local up 3. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running or order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And the second half is upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com. 25-22 Marion Local over Bodkins. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is much closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate, designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account at F&M. Locations once again, Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. Visit F&M to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. A big Austin Niekamp drains a two-pointer for Marion Local to start the third quarter, and the Flyers have pushed the lead out to 5. Bodkins with a miss right in front of us just now, and Marion Local gets possession with a 5-point bulge. 27-22 after Bodkins once led 17-12 in this game. So it's a 15-5 turnaround over the last 4 to 5 minutes of game time. Here's a hook shot in the lane by Niekamp. It is short. Rebound tipped away to Noah top of Bodkins, deep in the right corner to Pitts. Pitts with a good drive around a man. Uh-oh, Niekamp is there to alter the shot. Might have deflected it, and it goes to Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. Up on the left, it's Arns to Niekamp. Hits a backdoor cutter, driving below the basket. Kramer fouled underneath the iron. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I think so. Steinke picked up the foul. Marion Local now with a chance to up the lead out to 7. Free throw by Kramer, yes. Marion Local 28, Bodkins 22. Again, the Trojans led in this game 17-12. With about 5 to play in that second quarter. Since then, all Marion Local. Second free throw, lot of rim, bouncing, no good. Knocked out by Niekamp of the Flyers. Bodkins needs a bucket here. Trojans offense has been stalled, just 5 points in the last 6.5 minutes of action. Here's Dosig outside the arc on the right, goes to Pitts in the right corner. He's checked by Mesher. Out of Steinke. Dosik straight away on the weave. Far left side to Pitts. Fakes left, goes right into the lane. He's crowded. Gets rid of it to Steinke. Right corner, Colton Kleiman. Marion Local's defense has really tightened the screws over the last quarter or so. Deep left corner, Dosik. Dosik dribble drive to the elbow. Pulls up from 12. Missed it badly. Rebound to the Flyers. 28-22, Marion Local, 5:54 to go, third quarter. Braden Mesher down the floor for Marion Local into the lane. Lost the ball, scooped it off the floor, fed it to a teammate, cutting baseline, driving to the iron is Arns, fouled in the act of shooting. Marion Local doing a nice job cutting to the basket, taking advantage of the overplays by Bodkins' defense. The free throw by Arns, up and in. And the lead has swollen to 7. 29-22, matching the Flyers' 7-0 start. 5:47 to go, third quarter. Second free throw by Cale Arns of Marion Local. He dips the knees. The ball flares off the rim into the left corner. Dosick tracks it down for Botkins. Here comes Dosick dribbling 60 feet, 70 feet down the floor into the lane. Left it behind him to a teammate. Great drive by Steinke. Shot altered near the rim by Niekamp. It comes off the backboard to Marion Local. 5:26 to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive. Braden Mesher in the lane. Around two men. Up and in with the left hand. Braden Mesher with a good drive. Head coach Phil Groves needs a timeout for Botkins, which is down 9. 5:19 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
As we return to action here at Marion Local, we say hello to Keith Schnipple of Schnipple Construction in Botkins, our halftime sponsor from whom you heard about 10 minutes or so ago. Botkins trailing by 9 after leading by 5 midway through the second. 5:01 left here in the third quarter. Trojans have the ball outside the arc straight away. It's Pitts. Near side pass to Dosick, right back to Pitts. He guns a bomb. It is no good off the flange. Rebound Marion Local. A quick three. Far right side of the floor is swished from long range by Grant Kramer. 34% three-point shooter. He nailed one right there. Here is Botkins driving down the left side of the lane. Dosick to the rack. Flips it up with the left hand. Shot is altered again by Marion Local's size. And Botkins commits a foul over the back on the rebound.
Well, Botkins, we talked about Dosick needing help scoring. They all need help scoring right now. They're just struggling trying to get against the size that Marion Local's thrown at them.
But Chuck, this is what the Flyers team did to Anna in the second half in the game at the Rockets gym. Anna played them even for 15 minutes, and then Marion Local started to defend everything from the foul line on in. 4:22 to go, third quarter. Marion Local's up 12, 34-22. Botkins once led 17-12 in that second period. Dribble drive, Braden Mesher. He's in a cluster of black jerseys. He got too deep, low on the right, and Braden Mesher fumbled it out of bounds. Tucker Holzkamp is on the floor now for Botkins in place of Colton Plyman. So it's Steinke, Pitts, Holzkamp, and Top and Dosick. 4:06 to go, third quarter. There's time for Botkins, but the Trojans need a hot streak right now and some stops at the defensive end. Dosick up and over the timeline, stops his dribble, gives to Steinke, who made two threes in that first half. Outside the arc to Noah Top. He's got a three tonight. Deep right corner, Tucker Holzkamp. He tries a trifecta around the rim. It curls out. Rebound down to Braden Mesher of Marion Local. Up the floor. He gives it up, gets it back. Ball fed left corner to Niekamp. Long, high-arching 27-footer for the 6'8 lad. No good. It sprays off the rim. Long rebound. Flyers get it back. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Here is Braden Mesher, 35 feet away, picked up by Pitts. Mesher drives below the foul line, pivots in the lane, gives it up to Cale Arnes. Three team fouls and Botkins in the period. Arnes goes baseline right, cut off. Feeds straight away to Braden Mesher. Here comes the Botkins double team. No steal. Ball given up to Niekamp in the right corner. Marion Local works time off the clock. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Mesher at the elbow on the right. He's sandwiched. Ball is not stolen. Botkins almost brought it away. Handoff on the play to Grant Kramer. And he knifes through the lane and scores right in front from 7 feet away. Good movement away from the ball by Marion Local. Here comes Botkins attacking quickly. A driving layup from the right flank in traffic is missed on the play by Steinke. But he's handcuffed and fouled. And he'll get two. Marion Local has amassed a 14-point lead. 36-22 with 2:42 to go in the third quarter.
Grant Kramer has 14 in the game. He's had a terrific offensive game for the Flyers.
Yep, he's averaging 13 per outing as Steinke connects on the foul shot. Botkins had 17 points with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And in the last, I'll count them, 10 minutes of action, Botkins has scored six. Made free throw here by Steinke. Second shot bounces around and comes off. And Marion Local snares the rebound. Flyers up 13, 36-23. 2:30 left to go in the third. Long range. It is Homan between the rings to Arnes. Arnes is on the Marion Local logo. Just shy of midcourt. Flyers spread the floor. Coming out to pressure is Steinke. Nearly a 5 second call. Hand off to Niekamp. 40 feet away. Top all over him. Top fights it loose. Good steal. Top deflects to Holzkamp. Oh, 8 feet on the play to Monin. Monin sprints in from the left wing and scores. Nice steal. Set up the transition goal. 36-25. The lead 11 for Marion Local. Dribble drive. Nobody stops Braden Mesher. He took it from midcourt and barged down the right side of the lane. And Braden Mesher carved out space in the paint. Bore his way to the basket. Power to the rim. Laid it off the glass for two. Foul against Botkins. Braden Mesher is a load. He's a football player in basketball sneakers, and he has got talent on the hardwood.
Well, that drives a coach crazy. If somebody dribbles the ball from the midcourt to a layup, no one picked him up.
Free throw Mesher, yes. 3-point play. 39-25 in favor of Marion Local. Baseline drive by Holzkamp, and he draws a 2-shot foul. He was hemmed in by a couple of white jerseys, one of which got him.
Holzkamp, Mesher.
Mesher picked it up. Tucker Holzkamp's got a pair. A minute 39 left in the third. Free throw by Holzkamp is in. 39-26, Marion Local. This game trending much like the Marion Local and Anna game did, a contest we covered. Anna played Marion Local dead even. In fact, Anna led by 5 late in the second quarter, 20-15. Tonight, Botkins led Marion Local midway through the second, 17-12. But the Flyers have willed their way to an advantage. It's 12 points now as Holzkamp pops in a couple of free ones, 39-27 in favor of Marion Local, which had been up 39-25. Here's Niekamp straight away. He likes to go out on top and shoot the three. Missed it off the flange. Long rebound to Marion Local. A pass down inside to Holman. His shot bounced around, came off. Long rebound Flyers. Three-pointer Kramer, no good. In and out. Dipped in by Braden Mesher of Marion Local as the Flyers got, I think, 4 shots. That trip down the floor.
That's what we talked pregame. That's not what you can't have that.
A minute to go here in the third quarter. Botkins just hoists up a difficult three. Loose ball below the basket. And the Marion Local player fends off the Trojan from getting it. He goes out of bounds off Botkins. 57.8 left here in the third. Marion Local's defense has really stiffened since midway in the second. Mesher starts to drive, goes into the lane, lobs it to a teammate, gets it back. Mesher blew the left-hand layup. Botkins down 14, 45 seconds to go in the third. Top of the circle, Dosik can't get a shot. Deep left go to Holzkamp. Head inside to Flyman. Flyman lays it up. He was bothered at the last second and left the cripple short. It was a gimme, but he pulled the string on it, and that's happened frequently over the last 12 minutes or so in this game. Marion Local's strength, thickness, and height on the inside have bothered Bodkins. 14 seconds to go, third quarter, 41-27, Marion Local. Niekamp straight away looks for the handoff to Grant Kramer. Kramer spots up, shoots the three. He's got it. He's got it. 1 second to go in the period, and that's it. They set up Grant Kramer, three-point shooter extraordinaire for Marion Local, and he cashed in with about 1.5 to go in the third. Biggest lead of the night for Marion Local, 44-27 over Bodkins. On scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Yep, here we go. We start the fourth after measly 5-point third quarter from Bodkins, right, Chuck?
Yep, they scored five. That's just not going to get it done.
Here's Marion Local with the ball in the half court down to her left. Arns picked up by Flyman, top of the circle. 44-27, Marion Local leads. Half minute gone, fourth and final period. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Niekamp. Niekamp flips it back to Arns as Marion Local spreads the floor out. They're looking for a cutter and a layup, and that's it. Ball looped to Arns, 35 feet away, Plyman on it. Arns down the right side, throws baseline to a teammate, reaching in foul on Bodkins. Boy, we are seeing Marion Local do to Bodkins what the Flyers did to the Anna Rockets.
That's a really good basketball team, all phases, except for free throws, but tonight they're 6-9 shooting free throws.
Here is Marion Local inbounding in the half court. It goes to Braden Mesher, 35 feet away. Left-hand bounce. Back to the basket, top of the circle, looks for Niekamp on the cut. Mesher still has it. Holds it. Should be a 5-second count. Ball lob low on the left to Niekamp. He was open. He reached up at 6'9", speared the pass, and dropped it in. Here's a bad throw by Monin down the floor by Bodkins. Deflected and stolen by Marion Local, which is up 46-27. Here's Mesher on a weave. It goes out back to Kramer. What a game tonight for Grant Kramer of Marion Local, the 5'11 junior. There he goes, driving into the lane. Speaking of Grant Kramer, he hits it from 10 feet straight away as he found a sliver of an opening in that Bodkins defense. He gashed it, got below the foul stripe, hit the jumper, was fouled on the arm. A free throw upcoming.
Looking for his 20th point of the contest.
Woo, what a night for him. Foul shot, good. And the lead for Marion Local swells to, I think, 50-27. I believe the scoreboard's one off. Dribble drive down the lane. Eli Pitts for Bodkins. Got it for two. Heck of a drive, but Pitts. 49-29. Scoreboard, I think, is
right.
Correct.
Yep.
49-29 on the Pitts made field goal by Bodkins. for a moment there. It was 49-27, biggest lead for the Flyers, 22. Free throw by Pitts is too hard. Rebound down to Botkins, into the hands of Steinke. Poked away from behind by the Flyers, who steal. Here's Mesher down the floor, into the lane area, looks for a back cutter, can't find a man. Then Mesher powers to the rim. It is on the iron, no good. Mesher got his rebound. He's everywhere. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Marion Local up 20. In the knee camp, triple teamed. Hits a cutter down the lane. It is Ryan Holman on the finish.
Wow, they're on all cylinders right now.
This is a Division VI program that tonight looks like a Division III club. Dribble drive, Botkins below the basket, Pitts, and he is mauled, fouled on the shoulder by two men. Pitts will shoot two for Botkins, which is stuck at 29. What did Trojans have at the halftime, Chuck?
22.
A 7-point second half. Make it 8 as Pitts hits at the stripe. 51-30, Marion Local, 5:45 to go in the fourth. Second shot by lefty Eli Pitts. Very good-looking sophomore. Free throw is too hard. Rebound, Marion Local, long 70-foot pass. Down the floor to Kramer in the lane, caught it. And then he circles the wagons and comes back out. Gives it up to Holman between the rings. 5.5 to go. Holman streaks down the lane. Leaves it for a teammate low on the right. Shot missed by Arnes. Rebound down to Botkins. Trojans down 21. How many for Colin Dosick tonight, Chuck?
Dosick has three. He had a 3-point play in the second quarter.
Here's a dribble drive by Pitts. Oh, he pulls up. Hey, didn't get stopped in time. He dragged the pivot foot. It goes back over to Marion Local, which leads 51-30. 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Quickly up the left side come the Flyers. Near midcourt, handling Dylan Dirksen, and Coach Kurt Guttemiller gets a timeout for Marion Local, which is up to 21 over Botkins. 5:05 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, Marion Local has put the defensive whammy on Botkins ever since the midway part of the second quarter. At that point in time, Botkins led 17-12. Since then, well, count it. Marion Local has scored 39 points to Botkins 13. Tripled them. 3-1. 39-13 since midway second quarter in favor of Marion Local. Flyers work it. One pass, two passes into the lane. It is a shot tried by Mesher. Poked away by Botkins. Nice steal. Quickly, Dosick down the floor. Launches a three way short. And Marion Local's got the board. Mesher in backcourt. Cherry picking, other direction. A Flyer in the lane. Has it. Goes strong to the rim. Ryan Holman connects for two. And it's now 53-30 in favor of Marion Local. His pitch right in front of us for Botkins. Slams into the bleachers, the first row down below as Marion Local stabbed the ball out of bounds. 4:27 to go in the fourth. 53-30, Marion Local. I tell you what, Chuck, the Division VII programs in southwest and west central Ohio breathing a sigh of relief that Marion Local is not D7, but is D6.
Absolutely. This would be, I mean, they're a good D6, but they'd be a great D7.
Here's a wild drive down the lane, but Pitts hooks it up with the left hand in traffic. The shot was altered. It's no good. Ball comes down to Marion Local. Time and time again tonight, the bulk, the height of Marion Local interfering with Botkin shots. Between the circles, Cale Arns for Marion Local. Hop, step, and a jump down the lane. Twisting, turning. He's got it. What a play.
Woo! Yeah, that was nice. Hey, they're not all knee camp, are they?
Nope. Cale Arns with a beauty there. Noah top counters for Botkins from three-point land. Excuse me. Yes, sir. He's got it. Noah top. Throws in a long one right after the Arns magical play at the other end. Three-point basket top is second of this game, 55-33 in favor of Marion Local as they spread the floor and find a player open low on the right. It is laid up and missed, no good. Rebound stuck right back up and in. Nicely done by Arns. Two straight field goals by Cale, 57-33. Dosik tries one behind the arc for Botkins. It is short, no good. Bodies flying below the basket. A lot of contact, and it's jammed out of bounds by Marion Local. Dosik is stuck at three for the entire night. Is that right, Chuck?
Yeah, he just had a real good look at an open three, and he's shooting everything short.
He is not on his game this evening at 35 at home against Minster. Marion Local from the MAC has throttled him tonight. 3 points for Colin Dosik, averaging over 17 a game. Ball inbound of a Dosik to Hulskamp in the paint area. Puts it up with the left hand, and he is bothered on the shot. It's altered again. It's no good. Marion Local rebounds. Botkins fouls. Ever since midway second quarter, it's been a repeated theme. Defense by Marion Local has been superb. 3:02 to go here in the fourth. 57-33 Flyers. Dribbling up the right side goes Braden Mesher for Marion Local. He stopped. Gives it up on the play to Arns. Back to Mesher, 40 feet away. Mesher dribbles into the right corner. Weaves it to Holman. Right side pass goes to Damon Kramer, who's in. Feeds it to Grant Kramer. Ball thrown in the paint area to Holman, who takes a short shot from 7 feet and scores it. We got football contact down at this end. Bodies are on the floor, scrum in the paint in front of the Botkins basket. Marion Local comes out of there with it, and bodies bounce like they do in a pinball game at midcourt. Action continues, whistle blows. I think a foul eventually was called. It's been rough and tumble here the last several seconds. 2:17 to go in the game. Marion Local in command. Biggest lead for the Flyers, 59-33. Again, Botkins led 17-12. Since then, 47-16 in favor of Marion Local. Head coach Phil Groves substituting freely now for Botkins at the 2:17 mark of the fourth.
Yeah, both teams have subbed five players.
Marcus Schwederman in now for Marion Local. Luke Eberman is in, a 6'3 sophomore. On the floor now for Botkins is Corey Koenig. Also in for the Botkins Trojans is Memphis Meyer. He's on the floor. There's a fine-looking ninth grader. Excellent freshman for Marion Local, Brennan Hess. Makes a nice 10-foot jump shot off the bench. He scored 4 critical points, substituting for Marion Local against Anna recently in the game we covered. 61-33, Marion Local. Here's Botkins at midcourt. Ball shaken loose. It's in the far left corner. Gathered on the play by Will Monnen. Out back to Koenig for three. He's got it. Corey Koenig lights it up from three-point land. He triggered a three ball and swished it from long distance. 61-36, Marion Local. A minute 12 to go in the fourth. Baseline drive on the play, but Damon Kramer hands off to a teammate outside the lane in the left. A little 10-footer is good. Nice shot by Jace Unrest. J-A-C-E, Unrest, 5'11 soft. Knocks it down for Marion Local. A quick misfire by Botkins. Here come the Flyers down the floor in a jiffy. Unrest into the lane. Doesn't shoot. Leaves it out back for a teammate. 63-36 Flyers. 40 seconds to go in the fourth. Botkins hung with Marion Local for a quarter and a half. Led 17-12. And then Marion Local simply went to work. Hit both ends of the floor. Denied Botkins field goals, and Marion Local started to make shots in rapid-fire fashion. A lot of good cutting to the rim. Ball handlers dove into the lane. Dish to players making back cuts. Niekamp was in the center of it all. Final seconds tick down. That'll do it. Marion Local advances to 9-0. Botkins now 10-2. Flyers whip the Trojans here tonight at the Hangar in Maria Stein. 63-36 Marion Local on scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
That final score here tonight, Marion Local 63, Botkins 36, as Marion Local over the last 2.5 quarters exploded and thumped Botkins, which led at one point in the second quarter 17-12 over the last 2.5 periods. All Marion Local here tonight as the Flyers advance to 9-0. Botkins now 10-2. A proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Chuck will return in a moment with our star of this game, brought to you by Clancy's, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Marion local Flyers trailed Botkins by 5 in the second quarter tonight. And then the Flyers really took off. They soared and blitzed Botkins 63-36. Chuck, how'd they do it?
Well, they out-rebounded them 30-14. And 9-3 on the offensive boards. Now, Botkins only turned it 10 times. That's not a horrible night. Marion Local only turned it 5 total. 7-10 from the free throw line for the Flyers. Botkins 5-8. Individual scoring for Botkins. They were led by Noah Topp with 8. James Steinke was 7. They got 6 from Plyman, 5 from Pitts, 3 each from Dosik and Koenig. And a couple of twos, one from Monin, one from Hulskamp. And they scored 36 for the game, not nearly enough. James Steinke is going to be my player of the game, Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans. On the other side, they were led by Grant Kramer. He had 20. He had 4 threes, just had a terrific game. Niekamp had 13. They got 8 from Homan and 8 from Mesher. 6 from Arns, and then 2 each from Dirksen and Hess and Unrost. And my player of the game for Marion Local is going to be Grant Kramer.
I bet Botkins tonight, Chuck, easily had a dozen shots or more down below the foul line, which simply were deflected, altered, just didn't have much of a chance to go in. The
right.
Distance was fine. Botkins got within a pretty tight shooting range. But Marion Local's bulk and height are so challenging on the interior. Botkins couldn't make those close shots stick. Yeah. And Marion Local's defense is supreme, and it showed off again here tonight.
Yeah, that's a good basketball team. And luckily for Rushi and Botkins, they're Division Six.
Right, right. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Earlier finished than usual here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com on this very cold Tuesday evening. Glad you could join us for all of this action as Marion Local thumped Botkins for 27 points. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Friday night on the air at about 5:20 or so. We'll start at 6 with the tip-off, or a little before. Anna at Jackson Center on Friday evening. Our first look at the Jackson Center Tigers, who are on a roll right now and playing very good basketball. It's an important SCAL game as teams behind Rushi and Botkins jostle for position in the standings. So it's Jackson Center hosting Anna on Friday night. A tip-off about 2 hours plus before the Ohio State football game against Texas. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's Ottawa-Glandorf at Fort Loramie. A tip-off about 1:20 on the air, 12:40 p.m. on Saturday afternoon for that. The next outing for the Botkins Trojans is in the Shelby County Athletic League. At least I thought it was. I lost my schedule momentarily. Had it right in front of me. Home with Bradford next Saturday, then home with Fort Loramie on Friday, January 17th. So Botkins has a date with Bradford on the road on Saturday, January 11th, and then Fort Loramie at home on Friday, January 17th. Botkins now 10-2, and Marion Local is streaking 9-0. Marion Local is at Parkway on the 10th. And home with Van Wert on the 11th before a date on January 17th up at Delphi St. John's. Marion Local at DSJ on January the 17th, the Friday night. You can bet that Delphi St. John's gym will be overflowing, standing room only.
Should be a heck of a game.
Thanks so much to our great online listenership here tonight. We offer the only live presentation of play-by-play in color in the region for this game here this evening, and we had an enormous listening audience thanks to you, our online listeners. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering for all of our sponsors. Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee saying hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as we enter 2025, which is our 20th calendar year of existence here on scoresbroadcast.com, and thank you all very much, you listeners and sponsors, of course, as well. Final score, final time tonight, Marion Local 63, Botkins 36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way.
Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney, Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs.